Hi, this is Andrew Conry-Murray, business editor with Network Computing. Today I'm speaking with Greg Butterfield. He is the group president of the Altiris business unit of Symantec, formerly CEO of Altiris. And Greg, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Andrew. It's good to be here.
So Altiris has recently been acquired by Symantec. The acquisition closed last week, I believe it was.
Closed Friday at 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
Very good.
Tremor went around the world, I'm sure.
So now, going from CEO to group president inside Symantec, what's your new role going to be there?
My responsibilities day-to-day will basically stay the same. My title has changed. As group president, I'm going to be responsible for the Altiris business unit, which means that I'm going to be responsible for all the development, R&D, QA, sales, strategic alliances, business development of the Altiris product line, reporting directly to John Thompson, as everyone knows, who's chairman and chief executive officer of Symantec. Mm-hmm. So it's business as usual. That's the great thing about this transaction is Altiris is going to be left as a separate business unit with their own P&L running inside of Symantec.
Okay, great. Now, you've got a great track record of growing a business. You took Altiris from a $10 million company to a $230 million company in 6 years with double-digit growth year over year. I'm wondering how much of the acquisition was about bringing you into Symantec to continue that kind of growth.
Well, that's probably a question for John Thompson to answer. This was not a technology-only acquisition. Symantec saw many value propositions inside Altiris that they were interested in. First of all, is technology complementary technology? Our strengths, their strengths, make a much stronger company. But more than that, Altiris has expertise in the mid-market. We have excellent relationships with industry leaders like Intel, Dell, HP, large systems integrators, and we have 1,500 value-added resellers that are in the mid-market space. So Symantec will take advantage of what we've done as a small company to meet customers' needs as well as partners' needs to hopefully help influence the greater Symantec to help them continue their growth trajectory. For Altiris, it was key for us to grow. We needed size and scale, and to cover the globe with 1,000 employees or to release all the technologies that customers are requesting are very small when you're sub $250 million company. So I think it's a win-win for both companies.
So you talked about some of the advantages of becoming part of a larger company, but my impression is there's also got to be disadvantages. So instead of being this small, nimble enterprise, you become part of a global behemoth. It's got entrenched layers of bureaucracy, maybe different management philosophies, and I assume you're going to have to put a lot of effort into integrating both your employees and technology into Symantec structure, which may draw resources away from pure product development. So I'm wondering how you plan to address those kinds of issues.
My biggest concern when we were contemplating becoming part of Symantec was Symantec's track record with prior acquisitions. And I think the good thing for Altiris is that Symantec did do the largest software transaction in the industry in the acquisition of Veritas. I believe Symantec or the Altiris acquisition will be significantly different. First of all, we're much smaller than what happened with Veritas. And to be candid, I think John Thompson will admit that he learned a lot going through the Veritas transaction. So the whole concept of keeping Altiris as a separate business unit is a direct attempt to make sure that the Altiris customers continue to have the quick, the nimble, and the customer focus that they've experienced in the past. So we are outnumbered 17-1, and I guess that could be the bad. It's also the strength that it gives us size and scale. So the quick and nimble, the customer focus, the partner focus, the ability to quickly develop and release technology that meets customers' needs will be the same, I believe, based on the fact that we're still a separate business unit. This was not an acquisition where the accretion was going to be gained through cost cutting. We have roughly 1,100 employees. We let 30 to 35 employees go just based off redundancies. Those are all administrative back office functions. So the only thing that's going over to the greater Symantec is finance, some of the accounting functions, legal. Development, we're actually expanding development. Sales and marketing, we're still hiring people. So it's Altiris' 2007 original plan going forward.
Okay. So can you talk a little bit about some of the concerns you had about when Symantec approached you?
My biggest concern is you've already identified, and that is Altiris. I believe we have grown from, you know, 3 million when I joined the company to 229 million because of our constant pursuit and passion towards meeting customers' needs. We have built this company on a few core technology tenets, one being the importance of having a common back-end architecture, you know, fewer back-end infrastructures, fewer agents on the box. We had a modularity strategy which allowed customers the flexibility to only pick and choose and buy technology that they need. You know, John and I had a very frank and candid conversation what was going to make this transaction different than prior transactions. And that's why you're seeing me stay in the company as a group president reporting to John and keeping this business unit as a separate entity inside Symantec. Once again, development, R&D, Q&A, customer support, global services will all report to me. Tomorrow, the phone number that a customer will call is the same phone number they called before we were acquired.
Okay. And how about, you know, Altiris, you know, has this common back-end architecture. That's definitely a strength. How's that going to work with Symantec?
To date, Symantec does not have a development in-house building a CMDB. And so, of course, as a result of us being a public company and Hart-Scott-Rodino Act, it has eliminated us having in-depth conversations on how the technology is going to be integrated. The transaction just closed on Friday. We have had several planning meetings, and the intent is to take advantage of, you know, a common architecture going forward. You know, the thing that I'm excited about is, you know, Symantec subscribes to an open platform. John understands that one company cannot meet all of infrastructure's needs with regards to, you know, systems management, security management. And so I think one of the main reasons from a technology standpoint why Symantec acquired Altiris was to take advantage of our back-end CMDB notification server architecture and the ability to expose web services to our customers and partners, as well as other software companies, ISVs, to take advantage of these web services to round out our overall product offering.
As a smaller company, if you wanted to buy a technology, it would be a little bit more difficult now. You've got a lot more access to capital. How much influence are you going to have in other acquisitions, future acquisitions?
You know, Andrew, you're right. The biggest challenge we had as a small company was size and scale. We have done 9 acquisitions in the past 7 years. They were all strategic technology tuck-ins. The challenge we experienced being a public company is whenever you bought a small technology, usually they were not profitable, and as a result would mess up your financial model. Your operating margins would decrease, and so it limited the number of transactions that could be done as a small $229 million company. Going forward, we continue to look at strategic acquisitions as a way to continue to round out our overall product offering. But I think the first focus is organic development. There are several technologies that are inside Symantec that round out areas where we had holes in our product offering. The first job number one will be to make sure that we do all we can to integrate existing technologies owned inside the greater Symantec.
Can you talk about some of those technologies? What do you see rounding out?
Well, if you look at our overall server offering in the data center and our CMDB strategy, in fact, this week we just announced CMDB as a formal product here at our Managed Fusion conference that we're holding down in Las Vegas. One core area where we have a weakness is application mapping, dependency mapping. A company that we were looking at, you know, several years ago was Relicore. We believe that it was the best technology. It was impossible to compete with Symantec in an acquisition situation. That's part of Symantec, and so that's one core technology that we'll look to. If you look at the three key pillars that we view as being necessary to provide service-oriented management, one is IT lifecycle management, and I believe we have a good set of offerings there. You know, there are technologies with endpoint security, you know, Cygate technology inside Symantec. We have had a hard time competing with Ghost with imaging. And so from an IT lifecycle management perspective, there are technologies we'll add to the overall, you know, Altiris offering. With regards to one of the pillars that makes, you know, service-oriented management a reality is enforceable security. We had audit compliance. We had patch management. You know, we had a few technologies, local security solution, but Symantec is the number one security company, and we'll look for ways immediately how we can help populate the CMDB with the SAV and the endpoint security and other security technologies so that an IT person will have fewer consoles to go to, fewer back-end architecture. So we're really excited, once again, to become part of Symantec and to take advantage of their overall breadth and depth from a technology standpoint.
Okay. And for our listeners, SAV is Symantec Antivirus.
Yes, Symantec Antivirus technology. All their malware technologies will be things that we'll look to help, you know, a customer solve their needs. As we look at it, Altiris felt that to have a well-managed client or endpoint device, meaning servers, you know, thin devices, all the way up to servers, it needed to be secure. Symantec approached it that to have a secure device, it also needs to be manageable, hence the marriage and the merger of the two companies.
Okay. Can you give us any, shed any light on the roadmap of the Relicor technology in Altiris?
Once again, this transaction did not close until last Friday, so we're now into Symantec 4 days, 5 days. And so specific product roadmaps, you know, I'm not able to discuss at this time. I just, you know, want to reiterate that both companies are excited to figure out how we can take the strength and the convergence of both operations management, you know, IT service management, virtualization, and security configuration management and come up with a more broad product offering to best meet our customers' needs, helping them to reduce the cost and complexity as well as, you know, to make their devices, you know, more secure and more manageable.
Okay. You mentioned the data center. I was looking at Symantec's last quarterly statement, which was for third quarter 2007. Their data center management business represented 26% of total revenue, but it's actually declined 8% from the same period last year. I'm wondering, what do you see that as a challenge for you, as something that you're here to address, or...
I view that as an opportunity. Once again, you know, Altiris has technologies that are delivered from the largest hardware manufacturers whenever they're sold relative. Our strength, once again, is to deploy, configure, to set up blade servers. We have monitoring technologies. I believe that we'll, you know, add some technology strength to the data center group. I also believe that we have some strategic relationships that will be of value. And combined will be a stronger company. I can't comment as to why the revenues have declined. Once again,
I'm just wondering if you're worried that might be a drag on Altiris' business.
Once again, I've got my own P&L, and my development resources have increased in 07 over 06, and we're used to operating on thin resources. If anything, we're going to have more technology, more resources going forward, being part of a 17,000 person organization and fourth largest independent software company in the world.
Great. So staying with CMDBs for a minute, what do you feel that Altiris Symantec brings to the table when you're going up against the likes of BMC, IBM, HP, and now Microsoft on the CMDB and the service management front?
I think the real strength that Altiris provides is the fact that we have already built a back-end CMDB architecture. Symantec will now be able to, in all the different business units, take advantage of that notification server architecture of the CMDB. Once again, we believe that customers gain value when there's convergence and when some of these technologies use a common architecture, a common database as a repository to then go out and collect data on the information in the CMDB to go out and provide remediation. And so, once again, we have not yet provided a formal integrated product roadmap. That'll be forthcoming. But our product management people, I've never seen them so excited and so happy. They're licking their chops relative to ideas and strategies on how we can go solve customers' needs. With regards to BMC, Symantec has not had remediation. They have not had, you know, a help desk service. Service desk solution before. Those are being provided to Symantec from Altiris. So I think it's the architecture. I think it's our core strength in remediation, in operations management, change configuration management, and now integrating that into the security components.
a key need for a successful CMDB is to integrate other data stores. And the CMDB Federation Working Group, which is being run by BMC, IBM, HP, Microsoft, and others, is working on a draft specification to make CMDBs more flexible by federating information. The last time I checked, neither Symantec nor Altiris was participating, and I'm wondering if that's changed or what your plans are for that organization.
Yeah, once again, we released our first CMDB product offering this week at Managed Fusion. We understand that it's one company's not going to solve, you know, everyone's needs. A federated approach will be required. We've added that level of functionality, and once again, we're early on in the overall process, but I would anticipate that in the very near future, as the fourth largest software company in the world, independent software company in the world, that we'd start participating in those types of forums and consortiums to make sure that we understand customers' needs and interoperability and the ability to work in an open environment, open standards with BMC, HP, you know, and others is key to our success. In fact, many of the companies that you've identified are currently partners of Altiris. We do have connectors into, you know, HP OpenView Technologies, their service center. We have technologies that integrate with Remedy. And so our overall technology vision and strategy is to not tell customers that it's a Symantec-only world, that they need to standardize on Symantec or will not meet their needs. We subscribe to openness. We subscribe to modularity. And if someone's using a technology that works, we're going to figure out how we can integrate with it to best meet customers' needs.
Now moving to mobile device management, which is another key issue for enterprises these days. What are some of the issues that you see in regard to deploying and managing mobile devices?
The biggest challenge that Altiris has experienced is as we took our core strengths and technology from a laptop, desktop, a blade server, and migrated them over to the mobile devices, our core competency and the value proposition we provided on the heavier devices did not provide the same value in a mobile world. And so as we took our inventory technology or asset management down to, for example, a WinCE device or a Palm device, you know, the response we got from customers was, well, that's great to be able to inventory and keep track of those types of devices, but oftentimes they're being acquired from employees, and if we lose a BlackBerry, for example, big deal, we'll go buy another one. And so our value proposition was not as strong in the mobile environment. Once again, one of the main reasons for connecting up with, you know, a Symantec is their core competency is security. And as you look at the mobile community, it's not just the device. We're getting to a point where customers need confidence in a connected world, and the new perimeter has become individuals, not devices. And so we're excited to take advantage of, you know, Symantec's core competency and strength on the mobile device. And that's, once again, another group that we need to work with to make sure that we have a comprehensive, cohesive product roadmap and story going forward.
So Altiris had to pull out of one of our device management reviews because they didn't feel the security components for device management was up to snuff. Now, Symantec's got a forthcoming mobile security product. I know it's still early, but do you have an integration story there?
I do not have a combined product roadmap. Once again, the transaction closed last Friday. I hate to be elusive and non-responsive, but we're very, you know, early on in the integration, the product roadmaps and planning. But from Altiris's perspective, once again, that's the strength of Symantec. We understand on a mobile device, security is really the key value proposition customers are looking for. And so we would not compete there. We would try to take advantage of what Symantec already has and what they're bringing to market.
And again, with the caveat that it's still early, do you have an idea when customers can start to see co-developed applications between from Altiris and Symantec?
We are already starting to show some levels of integration. Yesterday in our keynote presentation, for example, in our notification server architectures, we were showing a Windows migration, one of the key components of doing there's six steps to doing a successful OS migration or hardware migration from an old device to a new device. One of the steps is the imaging and the deployment of a new device. Within a few days, we've already implemented the Symantec Ghost imaging engine, and so work has already started, and I'm sure that in the very near future you'll see from our product management teams, from the Altair's business unit as well as the Greater Semantic Corporation, product roadmaps forthcoming in the near future.
Great. Okay, well, thank you for your time, and I hope we can sit down with you again maybe 6-9 months down the road and see how things have gone.
Thanks, Andrew. We'd love to get back and show you the progress that we've made.
Very good.
At a time that's convenient for you.
Thanks very much, Greg.
Thanks, Andrew.